Some other postal workers held rallies this week calling on Congress to support a bill they say would make the agency solvent. The measure from Massachusetts Democrat Stephen Lynch would allow the Postal Service to reschedule retirement payments. The USPS is also struggling with declining mail volume, as we've heard on this program, but commentator Gwen Tompkins says she will never stop writing letters.
There are some things in this world that still should be done by hand. A thank you note, a condolence letter. Last spring, I called a friend whose son had died. In the middle of the conversation, the phone line dropped out. A letter would have been a better idea. The saddest letter I ever read was written in November 1937. It was from Joe King Oliver, the great band leader and mentor of Louis Armstrong. In 37, Oliver was living in Savannah, Georgia, ailing and broke. "Now, Vic," Oliver wrote to his sister, "I'm going to tell you something, but don't be alarmed. I've got high blood pressure. Was taking treatment, but had to discontinue. I'm weak in my limbs at times and in my breath, but I'm not asking you for money. But should anything happen to me, would you want my body?" Oliver was dead by April. A tweet of the same letter might read, "OMG, hypertension. Weak, but don't worry. If I RIP, then WTF to do with body." Letters fill in the emotional gaps of our history, writ large and small. And the best letters, the kind that move from hand to hand, are material reminders that love once passed this way. When Hurricane Katrina laid waste to my house, I was most sorry to lose family photographs and my small accumulation of love letters, which were both precious and out of date. It was somehow reassuring to know that they were in my big wooden desk. Now they're still in that desk, somewhere deep in a landfill, along with other desks and other love letters written to my neighbors. Maybe one day, something stinky sweet will grow there. Years ago, at a post office in Paris, I couldn't believe how long the French took to decide on stamps. The clerks and customers would pore over any number of choices and discuss postal aesthetics. It was so artistic. It was so impressionistic. It was so irritating. But when my turn came and the clerk pulled out France's embarrassment of stamps, I was beguiled. I realized that every little thing about a letter says something meaningful about the sender and the recipient. Makes you think twice about what you write. Today, I think I'm going to mail a letter, and I already know what the ending will be. It's going to say, "Love, Gwen."
Commentator Gwen Tompkins, you know her as a former NPR correspondent from East Africa and elsewhere. These days, she picks up her letters at the end of her driveway in New Orleans. It's Morning Edition from NPR News.